Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a very special schus le'ilui nishmas Maris Esther Bas Shmuel and le'refuas Sara Leah Bas Rivka and Rav Avram Yosef Ben Rav Moshe Chaim and le'schus Simcha Ben Nechagitl. We're going to be learning a very deep maimer in the Pachat Yitzchak. This is from the Ma'amari Pachad Yitzchak on Sukkis, Maimer Lamed Aleph. This is the third night. So one of the great things about the Sukkis Svarim is that a lot of them talk about Sukkis, obviously, but also about the Ushpizin. And we get to learn about the Avos. Each night is a different one of our Avos, or one of our leaders. And tonight is the night of Yaakov, the third night. And this also relates to Parshas Vayishlach. So it's good for Sukkah, it's good for Vayishlach, and it's good for all year round. It says in the Torah, Perei Urevei, this is God talking to Jacob, Perei Urevei, be fruitful and multiply, Kahal Goy, Kahal Goyim Yiyem Mimcha, a nation and a Kehile, community of nations, will be from you, etc. And the land that I gave to Abraham and to Isaac, lecha et nena ulizarecha acharecha etain es haaretz. And the land that I gave to Avram Yitzchak, I'm give it to you, to your seed after you. I'm going to give the land. This is the shvuas haaretz, the oath of giving the land to Yaakov. And the words goy, ukahal goyim, is a very interesting Rashi. Rashi says, she'asidim banov lahakriv b'shas iser bamos b'mei Eliyahu. That in the future, you are going to be makriv when it is forbidden to bring a korban on a bama, on a personal mizbeach, in the time of Elijah, of Eliyahu, and you're going to do that. Now, how weird is that? Like, what is Rashi bringing this in for? What does this have to do with anything? Goyu kahal goyim. Rashi says that asidim banav lahakriv b'shas iser bamos b'mei Eliyahu. So first of all, how does Rashi see that in the words of the pasuk? So Rashi says lahakriv b'shas iser bamos kigoyim. That's goy, ukahal goyim, you're going to be a nation. It's b'chal, an interesting lashon. You could have just written goy, or just kahal goyim. But no, goy, ukahal goyim, yemi mecha, that you're going to be makriv b'shas iser bamos, kigoyim. Very interesting. That's the davar acher of Rashi. Rashi felt compelled to teach us this lesson, and that's what we're going to try to understand. Why are we mentioning this ma'ora, this event of being makriv b'shas iser bamos during the shvua of Eretz Yisrael to Yaakov Avinu? The shita of the Ramban is well known, that it says avos kimu es haTorah shelo nitna is only when they're in Eretz Yisrael. When the Torah was given, there's a chaluka of mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz and she'enan tluyos ba'aretz. But the Fnei Matan Torah, the whole Torah was only Noeg in Eretz Yisrael. So first we're going to explain the essence of the Kiyum of Avos Kiyamu et HaTorah. We say in the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Avos a taste of Olam Haba. Shenemar, Bakol Mikol Kol. Bakol is Avram, Mikol is Yitzchak, Kol is Yaakov. Each one has a pasuk. By Avram it says Hashem Brachas or Makol. Yitzchak says Mikol. By Yaakov it says the word Kol, and that's a taste of Olam Haba. We also want to explain, besides explaining the essence of Avos Kiyamu et HaTorah, we want to explain the chilukim between the different dargis of Bakol, Mikol, and Kol. So put on your seatbelt, friends, or like I like to say, put on your snorkelers. We're going down deep. It says in Chazal, Hayom la'asosam u'machar lekabel scharam. Today we do the mitzvahs, tomorrow we get the schar. In other words, in the future we get the schar. We see from this that the avoda and the schar were broken up into different times. Today is avoda, Tomorrow is schar. La'amito shel davar. There is also chilufei makom between avoda and schar. The makom of the avoda is in olam hazeh, and the makom of schar is in Gan Eden. Nevertheless, in Lashon Chazal, we find the chiluk in zman, hayom la'asosam. We don't find this chiluk in makom, that Chazal say, po, you work, and Gan Eden, you get schar. That they don't use that lashon, but you have this lashon here, v'yom la'asosam, rachel kabel schar. Why? Because this chiluk is more essential. This is be'etzem, the chiluk of time. Makom is es vayt fun etzem. That is far from being something essential, something inherent. Man before sin also had a concept of hayom la'asos and amachol l'kabel schar. That's why it's essential, because the gemul and the avoda were going to be in the same place, because he was supposed to stay there, b'li misa, in a place that the guf is not nifrid min nefesh. So not only was the avoda supposed to be in the shama with the guf, so was the schar. But for us, the avoda is in this world with the neshama, the guf, and the schar is in Gan Eden, just with the neshamas. So when it comes to different places, that's not be'etzem, because Adam Rishon was supposed to be in the same place. It was only because he sinned that now we have different places of avoda and schar. But the chiluk in zman is be'etzem, because even before the chet of Adam Rishon, he was going to do the avoda and then get the schar. But the makom wasn't going to change, only the time was. Therefore the time is something inherent, essential, whereas the makom was not. Makom is only the outcome of the chet of Adam. This chiluk between makom is mitzad ha-kilkul, and therefore when the mahalach of the tikkun started through the avos, it was necessary that chiluk hamakomos should be batel, because this chiluk of this distinction between places was not noheg before sin. It's only when the tikkun starts, it has to be in chiluk makomos, because before the sin there was no chiluk makomos. So when the avos are doing this tikkun, it has to be in fixing the places and fixing the sin. And here there's a great difficulty, because it's impossible. Sof, we're in Olam Hazeh. So how do we fix this chiluk in Makomos, that here's the place of Avoda and there's going to be the place of Schar? We're still in this world. So what are we going to do with this difficulty? The answer is a pshara. Avoda al derech haschar. In other words, their nevuah through which they found out the 613 mitzvahs before they were given was a nevuah that shows them the schar of all the mitzvahs. Just like we see a chiluk between mitzvahs tzitzis and mitzvahs tefillin, so too the avos were masig in their nevuah a chiluk between the schar of tzitzis and the schar of tefillin. So this nevuah show them the schar of the mitzvah, and their avoda was to be misdame, to try to be similar in that inyan of schar in their avoda, to try to emulate, to try to model their avoda after the schar. And in this area, the madregas hanavua of the avos is Tofes a very special madrega, because the hasaga, the understanding of the 613 mitzvahs b'nevuah, is special to Moshe Rabbeinu. Other Nevi'im don't get mitzvahs HaTorah in their prophetic visions. The Avos are in between these two madregot. They were masig in their nevuah the schar of the Taryag mitzvahs. That's a different madrega. There's the nevuah of the Targum mitzvahs themselves. There's the nevuah, it's Moshe. The nevi'im that don't get nevuah about mitzvahs, all the nevi'im. And then the avos that are this middle stage, they were masig with their nevuah, the schar of the Taryag mitzvahs. So the way we bridge the gap between the difference in places between avoda and schar is by getting a nevuah about the schar, and then modeling our avoda after the schar. And this is a shlav miyuchad, a special stage in nevuah. And when we say avos kiyamu es haTorah, that is what it means. What it means in avos kiyamu es haTorah, it means that they were masig, they understood, they comprehended with their nevuah, what the schar of the mitzvahs is supposed to be, and then they model their avodah after the schar. And that's what the avos kiyamus haTorah means. I would not have thought of that on my own. So not only do they see the chiluk between the mitzvah of tzitzit and the mitzvah of tefillin, they got the difference between the schar of the mitzvah of tzitzit and the mitzvah of tefillin. Now, there are two hanhagas shel maila. This in Olam Hazeh Makom HaAvodah, and this of Gan Eden Makom HaSchar. The Anhag of Olam Hazeh is not like that of Gan Eden, like we're going to explain. And therefore, the Hat'amah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he gave them the taste of Lashon Kol, is called Lashon Kol. In other words, they were given a Hasagas of both that is Makif, that encapsulates, that reposes within it both anhagos together. Hakol. Kol means everything. In other words, there's the anhaga of Olam Hazeh Makom HaAvodah, and then there's Gan Eden Makom HaSchar, and these are different anhagas. When the Avos tasted Gan Eden, they tasted Kol. That was the Lashon, Bakol Mikol Kol, right? That means that they had anhagas of both, this world and the next world, both anhagas, the anhagas of this world and the next world. Other Nevi'im, their nevuah, their prophecy was only in one chelik of the Hanhaga. And each one of the Avos had a different type of hashpa, a different type of bechina of kol, and we're going to explain them individually. The fundamental difference between the Hanhaga of Olam Hazeh and the Hanhaga of Gan Eden is that in Olam Hazeh, the world is noeg a mahalach of Tzadik v'ralo, Rasha v'tov lo. Tzadik has it bad, or Rasha has it good. In Gan Eden, there's an hagabru of Tzadik v'tov lo, v'Rasha v'ralo. Tzadik has it good, and a Rasha has it bad. All other differences are only branching off this nekuda, and we have to know that Chesed Hashem mala ha'aretz. It penetrates into everything. The Chesed Hashem is mala ha'aretz. Okay, so we learned a yisod that this world is a world of tzadik v'ralo rasha v'tovlo, Gan Eden is tzadik v'tovlo rasha v'ralo, everything else comes, branches off that, and we also have to know that the chesed of Hashem fills the world, everything, it permeates everything. Sometimes it's revealed, and sometimes it's hidden. In this world, the chesed is hidden in hug of tzadik v'ralo. The chesed is to be meitiv lo b'achariso, that in the end it'll be good for him, and that is hidden within the onshim, and that is not revealed. In Gan Eden, there's the chesed of rasha v'ralo. In Gan Eden, there's the chesed of the rasha, and it's bad for him. That is going to be the way it's in Gan Eden, not in this world. And this way, Midas Adin is different, that it's revealed in Gan Eden, and it's hidden in Olam Hazeh. In Gan Eden, it makes sense. Rasha v'ralo, in this world it doesn't seem to make sense. Tzadik v'ralo, tzadik v'tovlo, Rasha v'ralo, that is what the din is mechayiv, that's going to be the matzav of Gan Eden. In Olam Hazeh, the anhaga is tzadik v'ralo and Rasha v'tovlo. Now, Beis and Mem are osios hashimush, they're used, they're words of use, letters of usage. Beis is ze bitoch ze. In other words, bit, this within that. In other words, it's you have the thing that the bit is, but it starts with the bit, means this within that. Mem, this is coming from that. Ze mekabel v'nimshach mize. That's the mem, me from. Receiving and drawing from. Chesed, Mid of Avram, Bakol. That the Hanhaga of Kol penetrates both the Hanhaga of Olam Hazeh and the Hanhaga of Gan Eden. That's the Mid of Avram, Kol. But it's not Nigle, Legamre, only in part of them. And therefore it's Bakol. What is Bakol? It's hidden and not Nikar. Because what does betoch mean? One thing is hidden in something else. So we don't always see the chesed of Hashem. So it's hidden. The anhaga is bakol. Tzchod, they're everywhere. It goes everywhere. But it's not always so revealed, only partially. And therefore it's bakol, it's tamun and not nikkur. Good. And that's in contrast to Midav Yitzchak, Midas Hadin. In Gan Eden, we see this Mida of Din Legamre. And therefore it's Mikol, that it's Makabel the Din from the Mida of Chesed. Because, self calls self, the Onish and the Din are not there for itself. The Tachlis is the Chesed. And therefore it's Mikol, that it's Makabel in both places from Chesed. B'makom Avoda, Pachad Yitzchak comes from the Avon Chesed of Avram. The Metzias of Gehenim comes from Gan Eden, because the Onish isn't there for itself, rather the Tachlis HaKol is the Chesed. So in both cases, it's Muchuch that the Mid of Yitzchak to be Makabel Mikol. So, yeah, Avram is Bakol, that sometimes you see the Chesed, sometimes you don't. Yitzchak is me call, it's coming from Avram's call, everything is coming from the chesed, all the din comes from chesed, because the pren is going to chesed, because the whole purpose of din is chesed, and then Yaakov is called, there's no os before it. In other words, the midah is muchach mitocho, it's not coming from anywhere else, it's muchach mitocho, it's clear from that midah that it's mishtayich to the hanhaga mekifa. Because the yichud of Yaakov is in this, that Ava and Yira are coming together. So this Hanhagav, all-encompassing Hanhagav, Ra and Tov, this is Yaakov's Ava and Yira, and we don't find this in nature. And through this, we have here in Olam Hazeh a mashal of Hanhagav that's not from this world. This Hanhagav, Ava and Yira coming together, Ava and Yira, two different midas. But by Yaakov, they merge, and that's not something that's not from this world. So it's Muchach Mitocho, the Yichud of Shtei Hanhagas. Call without the osios before, without the osios hashimush, just call that it's makif everything, and it's because it's Ava and Yira together. So that's the, in both worlds we have this meat of Yaakov here, certainly there, and it's all encompassing. We don't have this in nature. We have anhaga of something that's not, we have a mashal of anhaga that's not from this world. Avraham is bakol. As we saw, sometimes we see the chesed, sometimes we don't see, sometimes it's hidden. Yitzchak is mikol, it's coming from the call of Avram, of chesed. And Yaakov is kol, just by itself, not coming from somewhere else. Right, not coming from Yitzchak, not coming from Avram, but this meat of everything, of this world and the next world, i.e., again, both Yitzchak and Avram are also this world and the next world. Chesed is in this world and the next world. Din is in this world and the next world. Just different giluyim. In this world, we don't always see the chesed. Yitzchak's mikol. It's coming from Avram's kol, because it's all coming back to chesed, both in this world and in the next world. Even Gan Eden, even Gehenim is bringing to chesed. And then Yaakov's meat of kol, also both worlds, when Av and Yira come together, that's something of not in nature. But we have a mashal of this by Yaakov Avinu. Givaldik. Yisod b'kdushat Eretz Yisrael. The Yisod of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, from which branch off many Diburim bat Kedusha, is that we have a mahalach of Tzadik v'tov lo rasha v'ralo. So it says in the Parashat Shni of Kriya Shema, Vayim Shema Tishmo, V'nasati Matarit Zechem V'ito. If you keep the Torah, Givaldik, Matarit Zechem. If not, v'avadetem mehera, you'll get lost, like Chazal say, Chet chati Yerushalayim al kein l'nida hoysa, v'chirak Yerushalayim chat, we don't know Yerushalayim sin, the goyim also sin, but they sin, nothing happens, Yerushalayim sins, and l'nida hoysa, and she's put into, she's banished. In other words, what does it mean, ein b'kach klum? Ein b'kach klum means that they don't see an immediate revealed punishment. In Eretz Yisrael, we see this midah of Taki Eretz Eschem. So in Eretz Yisrael, we have this immediate revealed punishment. That's the midah of Eretz Yisrael. So with this, we can understand the shvua to the avos on Eretz Yisrael. That's mechuvan to the madrega of avos. In other words, the madrega of avos is the madrega as avoda derech schar. Like we said earlier, remember that their nevua was to understand the schar of the mitzvah, so they should do their avoda al derech haschar. Ichud, this unity bein avodin schar Eretz Yisrael, is the only place where there's an ichud, there's a unity of an avodin schar, because we see the schar right after the avodim. I'm going to give you rain. And that's the anhag of tzadik v'tovlo, rashi v'ralo, that's not the anhag of regila in this world. And therefore the haftach of Eretz Yisrael is mat'im, is very fitting to the darg of the avos. Eretz Yisrael is Avod and Schar coming together in a very revealed way, and the Darg of the Avos is also having a Nevuah of the Schar and doing the Avod al Derech HaSchar Moiridik, the Ichud of the Avod and the Schar, and that's the Darg of Eretz Yisrael. So based on this we can explain beautifully the sheet of the Rambam that only in Eretz Yisrael there Mekayim the Torah Shelo Nitna, because their Kiyom HaTorah was Avod al Derech HaSchar, and that's Miyucha to that place where we see a revealed Hanhagas HaSchar. But Misha Nitna Torah, Torah is obligatory in every place, even though we don't see this Hanhaga of immediate Schar. Beautiful. In addition to this, that Shavuos Ha'aretz comes from the Madrigas Ha'avos Bechlal, there is a Shaychus of each Av to Eretz Yisrael fitting together with his specific Midah. Avram is Bakol, he was in Eretz Yisrael and also in Chutz La'aretz, because the Midah of Chesed is in both places, right? We have the Midah of Chesed both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. Chesed is everywhere. Yitzchak is Mikol, he's in Olat Tamima. His Makom was only in Eretz Yisrael. That Midas Hadin is Galui only in Gan Eden. Where do you see Midas Hadin? Where do you see Midas Hadin in a revealed way? Well, Midas Hadin is really the way it's supposed to be, in a Matukan way, that it's revealed that when the Rosh is getting his just deserts, and so is the Tzaddik. So that's only in Gan Eden. And that stems with Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is the Madrig of Gan Eden, of this Makom Aschar. Beautiful. Yaakov's call is that his Midas Muchach Mitocho, that it's Bechinas Hanhaga Mekifa Bakolel Shbeshel Beza Olamos, that this is Hanhaga that encompasses both worlds, Ava and Yira together, this world and the world of Schar, because his Midas is not in Teva. And therefore, his Midah was Mizgala Ba'olam as a Moshel and Anhaga that's not from this world, but includes also the Olam Aschar. That's the Midah of Kol, and that's the Avan Yira together, and that's the Midah of Yaakov Avinu, that is Shayach. It's not in the world of Teva, but it was revealed in this world to show us what it's going to be like in the next world. And therefore, when we swear to Yaakov, we don't have to tell him about the Etzem of Eretz Yisrael. Why don't we have to tell him about the Etzem of Eretz Yisrael? Because that was, it's Pashut, that he's getting Eretz Yisrael. Because his Midah is Kolel Olam Aschar, which is Eretz Yisraeldik. So it's Pashut that since Yaakov's Midah was so Eretz Yisraeldik, that he doesn't have to be promised Etzem Eretz Yisrael. Rather, the Chiddush was that Eretz Yisrael is going to be given to the Shvatim. And that means it's going to be given forever, because the Shvatim are forever. Gemira de la Kali Shifta, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Kuftes Vavam Beis. And there's going to be a Kiyum Nitzchi of the 12 Tchumen of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Perei Urevei goes into the Shavu of Yaakov Avinu, because the Etzem Shavu of Eretz Yisrael is Pashut that it's going to Yaakov Avinu. Because Yaakov Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu was an Olah Tamima, but his Midah is coming from Avram. His Din is coming from Chesed. So maybe that's why Yitzchak, we had to promise him, because it isn't Muchach Mitocho. But Yaakov's Midah is Muchach Mitocho, that it's Eretz Yisrael Dik. Because this is this super anhaga of Av and Yira coming together, which is Lo Mehai Alma, Rav and Yira don't come together. So therefore, it's Pashat that he's getting Eretz Yisrael. The only thing you have to add is that it's going to be yours. It's going to be given out to 12 Shvatim, and it's going to be forever. And therefore, the prayer Reveh was only in the Shvuah to Yaakov, because that's the Chiddush of his Shvuah, that they're going to be these 12 Shvatim. It's going to be given to the Shvatim, and the Shvatim are forever. So that's the Chiddush that was Misvasef, that was added to his Havtacha. That they're going to have these 12 Shvatim coming from him. So he says to him, pray Reveh, have your 12 Shvatim, that Eretz Yisrael, said Eretz Yisrael belongs to you forever. So now we go back to where we started. In the Shvuah to Yaakov, it says, pray Reveh, goyu kahal goyi miyemi mecha. Rashi writes, shasidim on of hakab shas isser bamos bimei Elio. Your children are going to be makrif when there's an isser bamos in the time of Elio. We see in the Mepharshim that besides the horas shah, to be matir, the isser of akravas Elio, bimei isser bamos, there was also an inyan of chiddush shem karban. And what he made. In other words, not only was there a heter to be makriv, but like the Rugged Shavar says, there was a, in Dvarim Yud Beis, there was a chiddush that now it has a shem karban. And that's why Eliyahu had to gather together 12 stones, like the number of the Shiftei Yisrael that are mentioned in the pasuk. There, as we're going to see. So what was the nes? The nes was that an Eish came down min Hashemayim al Adei Eliyahu. Now this happened every day in the Mikdash, because the Mikdash was the place of Mikol Shifteichem Dvarim Yud Beis Hei. B'makom Echad, B'zman Eliyahu, there was a period between, there was a separation between the 12 Shvatim, Maseres Shvatim Malchus Yisrael, V'shnayim Levad B'malchus Yehuda. So the gathering of the 12 stones, K'misper B'nei Yisrael B'yachad, was a kiyum of Mikol Shifteichem. This unity of all the Shvatim. And then the Eish came down, Dugmas, what happened in the Beis HaMikdash, similar modeled after what happened in the Beis HaMikdash. And there was a Chiddush there, that there was a carbon mamish like in the Mikdash. And that's the Biur HaInyan, Shenichnas Ma'or Ezeh L'toch Shvuos Haaretz L'Yaakov. That this event was included in the promise of Eretz Yisrael to Yaakov. That this Shvuah was primarily that Eretz Yisrael is going to be given to the 12 Shvatim. And because all the 12 Shvatim are going to merge together, they're going to unite in the Mikdash, now an Eish can come down, like in the Mikdash. And that what was revealed to Yaakov, that Pekoach, the gathering of the 12 sons, there is going to be a place for Yitzias Eish Min HaShemayim, even Chutz LeMikdash. So now we understand that Yaakov Avinu was told, pray Reveh Goyu Kahal Goyim Yi Yamimecha. So you're going to have this 12 tribes. That's the Chiddush. The 12 tribes that are going to come from you. And Eretz Yisrael is going to be your eternal land. And then Eliyahu takes the 12 stones, because these 12 stones relate to the 12 tribes. And that's the unity. And in that unity, in the source of that unity, the Eish is going to come down to the Beis HaMikdash. And also in the source of the unity of those 12 tribes, in the time of Eliyahu, is going to be Makri B'Shas Yisr Bamos. And not only that, it's going to be considered a karban. And this is the root of it. The root of it is this pasuk, pray Reveh, Goyu Kahal Goy Mecha, that just for the record, there's a mapik in the, there's a dot in the kuf, in the kafs of feet. So it's Mimekka, which is also a place where the Arabs go to pray, but different type of Mecca. L'havdil alfei hevdalos. So, pray Reveh, Goyu kahal goyim yemi Mecca. Why does Rashi find it necessary to say here that Shasidim Banav Lahakir Vishas Isser Bamas Kagoyim Yimei Eliyahu? Because this is a Haftacha of the 12 tribes, that the 12 tribes are going to inherit Eretz Israel, and therefore Eretz Israel is going to be forever. And this relates to the Hakrava Bishas Isser Bamos, because only because Goyu Kahal Goyim, because you have these 12 tribes, i.e. they're united, and therefore Eretz Israel is eternal, and therefore a fire can come down in the Beis HaMikdash. Now Eliyahu can also take those 12 stones and be makriv, the carbon, and this carbon is going to have a shame carbon. So this is a very deep exposition of this line in Rashi, and there are other people who talk about it, but this is the most profound mahalach that I found, and that we should be zoche lilmodu lelamed lishmor velasos, while the kaim is called divrei tzal mutarasa v'ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.